Monday, October 21, 2019, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 1:02 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And take attendance.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting. It's available for review by all citizens in attendance. At this time, we'll take public comment on anything that is not on the agenda. If anybody has anything to discuss that's not on the agenda, now would be the appropriate time to come forward. All right, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of previous minutes from October 7th. Approval of accounts payable. Janet came in this morning and we went through the accounts payable. There's a few questions on a few things. They ran down some receipts for us, but everything appears to be in order. And then the approval of official report from the clerk, register of deeds, clerk of district court, their quarterly minutes, also from the sheriff and jail and a veteran service officer. Looked at those. Everything appeared to be in order.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
Second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. All right. Board to approve the payroll claims from October 6th to 19th, 2019. I did have a chance this morning to go through payroll. Everything, for the most part, was in order. There was one sheet that did not meet the 2% raise that we had had. Did you want to address that, Lou? This yours would be the one that
yes.
we...
Yes.
Yep. You bet.
And so I put in a raise for 3% from for Debbie Jensen in my office. I think she deserves a raise. My office has been running for 4 or 5 years at this point without a deputy. We had a deputy in there. He resigned, so I asked her to do a lot more things than what probably her job title entails. She goes above and beyond that. She's here probably the first employee of the courthouse every morning out of every office. She takes files home every night, or just about every night and weekends to make sure those files are set up for me so that our office can continue working smoothly. Every year I return money. Budget supports it. Without having a deputy, return thousands of dollars every year, and so I do think she deserves a 3% raise. It would be approximately 50 cents an hour, and so that's the request I put in. Thank you.
You've got money in your budget to support her raise, that 3%.
I have plenty of money in my budget to support raises, as I don't have a deputy in my office right now. So,
have you had any luck at all finding a deputy?
We do have a few applications right now that we got scheduled for interviews to come in. We had one, like I said, for 9 months, and then just about the time things were going to get ramped up as far as more court experience than that, he decided to resign as he wanted to be closer to his family. So,
is that what he told you, that he wanted to be closer to his family?
Yes.
As the reason that he resigned?
That's what his resignation letter stated, that he wanted to be closer. He was out of Lincoln, moved up here to take the position. I don't know if he had another opportunity to him at that point. He didn't tell me that information. So,
you said that she has to do a lot of work after hours.
It's not something I require her to do. She takes files home, sets them up, makes sure that they're set up for me. I can't ask her to work more hours than what her position does, but she does do it and make sure that our office continues to run smoothly. So I appreciate it as far as it's something I can't tell her to do, but she does it, and that's why our office has continued to operate as it has with just one attorney in there. So
if she wouldn't do that, would you start falling behind?
She wouldn't do that. We'd be behind in every court. I mean, she sets up every single file that I do and every client I represent. So if I don't have that stuff set up, we'd definitely be behind.
Lou, what about if she reported her hours accurately and accrued some overtime that would...
If she did that, it would be a lot more than the raise I'm asking for.
If she wouldn't do that, you would fall behind. Would it be a situation where you'd almost have to hire another secretary?
Probably.
But if we had another attorney, it wouldn't be an issue. We had a...
Well, I mean, it would be an issue. She still has to do her job. I mean, I think I'm, as far as the other attorney, I don't hardly take any time off here. I handle a lot of those things, and so we're not behind in court. It would be things that she's doing to set up files, to, you know, not legal things, because she's not able to do legal things, but it's extra office work that she has to do.
Wouldn't she be ahead to do, like, pay an extra hour a day for a time and a half? I guess I don't really know how the contracts read, but would she...
It's over the 40 would be time and a half.
Work more than 40? Because it sounds like she's working more than 40 is what your situation
is. She does that stuff on her own as far as taking calls home and setting them up.
She can't.
She has
can't
to
not
be,
pay her for work.
You have to pay her for what she does.
Yeah.
If
it's not something that I require her to do, so I guess at this point it would be considered voluntary work as far as she's just preparing.
I don't know that the state would recognize that you can voluntarily work and not get compensated for it.
You can.
So depends on what level of person. I don't know how these levels work.
She's not.
Did she go off of the, was it 2,080 hours? So it would be about $1,000 raise?
That's what it would have found too. Yeah, close to around 1,100. It's not something that she's reporting as far as she's not keeping the hours that she works on, you know, the nights that she's got to set up, on the weekends that she's got to set up things. But, I'm aware that she's putting in extra time than what she would be required to do. She's here every morning early, make sure everything's ready to go for me. So
if she can't get paid, would, I mean, if we got another example similar to that, there's an individual that does the mowing and free gratis, you don't get paid. But it was the story, I guess. I don't know.
I didn't hear the question.
Scott, the paying the mowing guy.
Paying the mowing guy to mow. Do we or do we not pay him?
He has not handed in any time.
Well, how many months has he been doing?
Four.
Shouldn't we know how much it's going to be? It might be $500,000. If he's got to be paid.
And I'm just going by what the state says, not what the county says. I mean, it's...
So, in other words, we can do what he wants to do.
Would it be more financially responsible for us to pay, have her start turning in all of her hours, or for her to get a 3% raise?
I guess I think it would be cheaper for the county as far as a 3% raise than which she's not requesting to be paid for all of her all the hours that she does put in. I think it would be cheaper if that's the question or that you're asking as far as finance responsible for the county.
But the cheaper thing isn't really the thing, because, you know, if down the road something falls out and there's an issue and she goes back and says, well, I have worked 1,000 hours over my set hours and I wasn't compensated by the county of Dakota, then that can come back on us. As an attorney, you know that.
Well, she's not, I'm not asking her to work any extra hours or requiring her to do that.
But if she's doing it, she has to be compensated for it. We cannot not pay her for hours that she's working for the county, is my understanding, and discussions that we've had just recently.
Unless she's an exempt employee. Exempt.
No, she's hourly.
Okay, because exempt people can work whatever they need to get the job done.
And it, I mean, I would, money, dollars and cents says, you know, surely I'd much rather do what you're saying, but I don't want to get in a situation where the county can get jammed up down the road either.
And I don't think the county will if it's not something I'm requiring her to do, as far as, you know,
it is not.
I'll call family for one.
Okay, we went ahead and we approved the what her rate was. Why don't you give us the 2 weeks to our next meeting so we can make a few phone calls to see what we should do, and then we'll act on it based on that.
Do I need to come back and present anything to you at that point, or is it just...
I don't think so. We'll go ahead and we'll address it and let you know what's going on. Appreciate your time.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You bet.
Thank
you.
One thing we just got out of court on the deal. You know, they were requiring our people to begin 10, 15 minutes before the shift started.
Yep.
And then they weren't paying for it.
Yep.
And we're paying.
We have to pay for it.
There's a lot of that going on right now.
Yeah. I haven't.
We'll get in trouble. We got ourselves in trouble.
I just went to an appointment seminar with Pamela Bourne, and this very same thing. She ended up firing a secretary because she told her,
just
her own secretary, personal secretary, because she stayed and worked at her line.
How are we going to deal with that morning situation?
Can people volunteer? I mean, I know we're at the college, we do have people that just volunteer to do things, but you can't tell them to do things. I mean, there can be greeters, they can be handout brochures.
The problem with Scott was volunteer running our equipment.
So wasn't he at the time minimum wage?
What about if he had hurts?
Yeah, there would be the workman's comp.
I mean, the life.
Yeah, it's not something I'm hiring to do.
It is not.
Well, if he's an employer of the college.
Yeah, but he's not.
He came in and filled out an application.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did.
That might be an option.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I picked up an application. Right. He did too, because he's afraid of his
job. Okay. So,
I think
so you're going to call
go ahead and let her. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, no. Nothing.
All right, let's go ahead.
And another thing is different steps of people too within the grades. Are there that? Can that? I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't know why life's got to be damn complicated. When he wants to work, man, that's really a real
answer. I know. I agree with
you. Do we have anything in the employee handbook about hourly and salary? Like, could she go salary?
No.
I'm not.
Positions ranked as exempt or non-exempt? I don't know. That's how we do it. And then grades within positions.
And then she does not qualify to be an exempt employee. Okay? She literally doesn't qualify to be an exempt employee because she does not have people working under her. She does not make executive decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you could sign an agreement to work a certain salary, and you agree that these hours are what you're working for. I mean, she could maybe still get paid overtime, but it would be at less of an hourly overtime rate because every time she would be working at a different rate if she was. Do you know what I'm saying? She makes $1,000 a month, and if she works 40 hours, that it gets divided into the 1,000. Mm. If she works 43, it gets divided into the, so her hourly rate, it gets really complicated.
Yeah,
but
I can see that.
I still think it's over 40
Let's
hours.
Let's just revisit it.
Yeah.
I'll call Pamela Bourne
and get some advice.
Pamela will give you
advice.
Okay. All right. We need to approve the payroll. So, this time, Anybody make a motion to approve payroll?
So moved. Approve the payroll.
Second that.
Kevin?
I will abstain.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes. Approve preliminary plat and approval of resolution 19C-035, approving subdivision final plat map in the extraterritorial jurisdiction of South Sioux City for Odell Edition, lots 1 through 4, located on Dixon Path North, S17 T29N, range 9E. Planning and Zoning Committee has recommended the approval of this.
Were there... What can you tell us about?
Larry.
Well, me?
No.
What can you tell us? My subdivision.
But Odell.
Not about you.
Well, I mean, they wanted to do 4 lots, I guess, one.
You.
4 lots, couldn't happen. 4 lots down along Dixon Path, I guess it winds up being Dakota County.
It's outside the city limits, but within their planning and zoning area of South Sioux City.
Yeah. I say, well, there's no place for a motor grader or snowplow to turn around if he goes into the person's driveway. Well, the offense is that cul-de-sacs and turnarounds aren't legal. So I guess if we're going to accept it, we're going to have to maintain the road and grade the road and everything and move the snow and back out of there, which ain't very far, but it's beside the point.
So the planning and zoning board, right?
No.
It goes into his driveway, actually. See, here's that dirt portion of the road here. And, right here.
So there over there where Moss Trailer House used to sit?
Yeah, Moss Quants is down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where a trailer house used to sit, right?
Yeah, if I was, I think it's gone. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was an office trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this goes on down to the junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
And Weber's here, the vacant lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And then so there's from here down to about here is gravel.
Mm-hmm.
That's one we were in dispute about. Remember Masters was raising Cain about it being on his ground or it was his road or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember what we ever decided about that. That's been a couple of years ago.
Well, in any part, an easement going into Odell's, that's his main way to go into his property.
I thought Tim came to the conclusion out of the street. Well, was that an easement?
Well, it ain't an easement, but anything that the county has had for a road for over 7 years and graded gravel, that becomes county right.
And we have done that the way I understand.
Oh, that was before I.
Right.
Before me.
Mm-hmm. We put gravel on there shortly after Masters to make noise.
Yeah. And then we renamed it because of the emergencies.
Mm-hmm. And Dixon Path North is what it was renamed to.
Correct.
Yeah.
But
anyway, so I guess one benefit to the county would be if they built 4 houses in, or 3 houses, I guess it would be. He's already on this one. There'd be some tax revenue coming into the city for a short piece of gravel road, which, was...
Yeah, if they built 3 homes in there, that would definitely be a benefit to the county, for sure.
And it don't sound like they'd be tipped. They're out of the city limits.
That's right.
So we'd get the benefit.
Okay. Can we get a benefit for once?
So... as far as I'm concerned, if a little bit more effort is going to be, because that road's already established, the oil part of the road, to A1, it needs work. But it ain't going to make any difference with them 3 places there. The work's going to be there whether they're there or not.
Mm-hmm.
To be.
Yeah.
You have to go all the way down anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the planning and zoning board, what they recommended, right?
They don't care less. It's all right, fine, dandy.
Well, I think it'd be a nice addition to the community.
Mm-hmm.
I'd make a motion to...
And there's going to be more of it down there with where them trailers used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're all plotted out, so it's going to be
Yeah, where Salzgiver's built them homes in there, and there's still, I think, three or four lots available. That's a nice area that's really transformed from the old trailer park that it was 30 years ago to what it is now. It's a really nice area. They put some nice homes out there.
And actually, they got seawater out there.
The lots are big enough that they have, Morton buildings. They have horses out there. And it's, yeah, it is. It's a nice area.
Yeah, it's...
Those people moved out. They didn't like the neighbor.
And I can't help but think that on the other side of the road, down the road, there might be some development there, too. So.
Yeah, on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
So you would like to make a motion?
I would make a motion that we accept our recommendation of our Planning and Zoning Committee.
I'll second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Carla, how do you pronounce your last name?
Nedza.
All right. Carla Nedza, Goldenrod Regional Housing Association, request approval of Resolution 19C-036 to transfer the Housing Choice Voucher Program from Northeast Nebraska Joint Housing Agency to Goldenrod Regional Housing Agency to continue serving low-income families in the Dakota County area. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I got a brochure for us.
All right.
And a neat site for you guys.
Thank you.
We took over managing the Northeast Nebraska Joint Housing Authority last December. And you guys passed many years ago a resolution to allow Northeast Nebraska Joint Housing to provide assistance for families, eligible families, in the Dakota County area. We have asked HUD to transfer their program to Goldenrod Regional Housing Agency because they are requesting to dissolve their corporation.
HUD is?
No, Northeast Nebraska Joint Housing.
Okay.
Yes. And so in order to continue to serve people in Dakota County, they are asking HUD to basically transfer their program to us. If you look on the back here, Goldenrod serves all the pink areas. Northeast serves the gray ones. As you can see, we're surrounding Dakota County, so we do the same kind of programs that they have. They had a Housing Choice Voucher Program, the Family Self-Sufficiency Program, and the Homeownership Program. This brochure explains them all, that Goldenrod does, but Northeast does the exact same thing.
Okay.
So HUD just says in order for us to do that, you guys have to basically pass a resolution allowing the jurisdiction for Dakota County to be transferred to the Goldenrod Regional Housing Agency. So that's why we are here today, to ask for that approval so we can forward that on to HUD so they can get this merger done, hopefully before January, by January 1st, because either that, then we have to wait till July, because they only do it on January and July 1st. So we're trying to get this done by January. That way we can have a seamless, I guess, transition from anybody that's currently on into our program, which is basically just a name change. So,
just for my own information?
Yes.
So the client that you generally work with, what would the situation be, and what are the qualifications for them to?
They have to be income eligible, okay? They do have to pass a criminal background check. Doesn't mean they can't have a criminal background, depending on what it is. If they're on the state or the federal sex offender registry, they're automatically banned from any public housing or Section 8 voucher program. That's pretty much in a nutshell.
So do they do just voucher programs, or do they also do ownership where they help
we
people?
We can do home ownership too.
Okay.
Yes.
Very,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yep. So, yeah, so that's why I said we have the same programs that they do, so.
Still need somebody on their board.
Do you need somebody on your board then? We have the Joint Housing Authority.
I believe Joe is on.
Yeah.
O'Neill is on
the Northeast Nebraska Joint Housing.
Transfers
to you.
So then, yes. Okay. Yes, from what I understand is once this all goes, they'll transition to a Goldenrod board. Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. So our local board, I guess, that Joe's on knows this and is aware of this.
Yes.
It's all going to happen.
Yes, we're having a meeting in about a week, and okay. I just heard from him today. So
Are there a number of people that use their service in Dakota County right now?
Yes, yeah,
Very good. So this is going to be disbanded, the Northeast Nebraska Joint Housing Agency.
They're going to dissolve their corporation, and then it basically is your people will still get served. It's just instead of Northeast, it will be Goldenrod. So.
Well, thanks for stepping up.
Yeah. No, thank you. We appreciate it.
Any other discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 19C036.
Second.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
That takes us to miscellaneous. We'll go to the Highway Superintendent Road Report.
Thank you.
October 6th through the 19th, 310 and a half hours of road maintenance projects, 106 hours on Hall Avenue, garbage pickup an hour and a half, blacktopping 15 hours, gravel hauled 1,584 ton, sign repairs and barricades 16 hours, grading road concerns, grading P Avenue and 230th, gravel P Avenue, Knox Boulevard, 2 Avenue, 210th and 220th.
On that last road, you know, how long that thing's going to be the way it is? I mean, but,
on North Bluff?
Right.
What I've asked Barclay Asphalt to come look at it, to put an overlay on our little patch that we made there.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can get it open to two lanes again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we could probably get it back right even at 50 mile an hour, but I'd say the worst thing that would happen is that it would be a caution, slow 35 to 40 mile an hour crossing that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
There's a steel plate under it right now, underneath our blacktop patch on the bridge itself. But if Barclay can't find time, the road department itself, or we're going to leave, I can't leave it one lane for the winter like that. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
I thought I'd wait till harvest because we're going to have to close that road down no matter who does it for a day or so.
Right.
Why this overlay to some degree is being done on the bridge.
Yeah.
The structure, we have engineers looking at a couple bridges for inspection. I'll probably have them look at that. The last time that bridge was inspected, which was last year, there was no problems with it whatsoever. I still feel there's no problem with the structure, just the deck itself.
Yes, the reason I'm asking is I have a couple phone calls, that's all I have. You know, how long the thing's going to be that way, Tony? So, well, we'll find out on this meeting.
Kind of just letting harvest catch up, because it's going to have to be closed down for a
okay.
Again. But we will get it open to two-lane traffic before winter, hopefully.
Okay.
Unless winter starts tomorrow.
So, stay like that, or are we going to put a new deck on the bridge?
Probably, if you want me to look into what a new deck would cost. I talked to Ronnie Gill. He thought patching it was the wrong way to go. Patching it with concrete. He says it'll fail again, and it's not much to do. That deck isn't very thick.
You know, not at all. I'm not surprised, actually.
I was too, Larry. But anyway, if we're not happy with the overlay, I mean, I think with an overlay, even just a blacktop, would be fine. I guess it all depends. I can find out what a new deck will cost us as far as price and see if the commissioners want to go that way.
Probably $40,000-$50,000.
How much?
Probably $40,000-$50,000. Doesn't mean that.
I'd say taking out the old and putting in new would be all of that, yes.
Be more.
And then you're going to have to get an engineer to find out how thick a deck you want to get. There's another four or five there.
The beams themselves look like really stout beams. I was kind of surprised.
Yes.
Because the span that it spans is deep and heavy and strong. I was really surprised.
The other suggestion I had just talking is just do away with the structure altogether and put a box culvert in there. because the bridge itself is narrow. It's not any wider than the road. It isn't, you know, but I mean, it's not a very, with the size of the equipment, you put box culverts, then you could have your width without your railings and stuff. Because equipment can drive off the edge of the road where you can't drive off on the edge of a bridge, of course.
Yep.
See, and I got that silt dam up the way, so it ain't like to be a surge of water coming out.
I've never seen a real water problem there on the road.
It's just steady, always coming.
Yeah.
And then that valley ran there is large enough that it would probably retain a lot of water.
Yeah.
Before it went over the road.
Yeah.
The road's way up.
But I mean, if we haven't had problems in the last 4 or 5 years with water.
Don't say it. Don't
say it. I'm assuming this is the worst we're going to
get. I've been wrong the last three or four times
I've said that.
I don't know. Any update on Highway 35?
I went out again and looked. They're still working in the exact same spot. I haven't asked anybody.
No, you hear anything?
I heard the end of November, one of the state guys told one of our road department guys.
Mm-hmm. They told Deanna by Christmas.
I'm saying March.
Yeah, I went out there and
did.
You
can't
tell them all themselves. Besides digging.
I've been out there 4 to 5 times. They're working in the exact same spot, and nothing has changed except a little bit more dirt. They've taken the dirt back wider.
Fred,
as far as...
change the subject. On North Bluff Road there, you know, we put some money in towards maintenance on that road. In the budget, Joan?
$100,000.
Yeah. So how do we go about, do we just say we want to do this portion and have a bid, or how do you go about, you know, finding...
There's three spots on there right now that I'm considering bad. One by Bosquet's Bend. The other is on the little hill right before you hit, coming into Jackson, the railroad tracks. And then the bridge deck itself on the far north end, just a few potholes in it. Them are the ones I'd like to put up for bid.
Mm-hmm.
See how much our bids are, then we choose which area, all three. I'm assuming the one by Bosquet's Bend, I think the subgrade below the concrete is in bad. That's why you see the mud coming.
The panels. So you,
and if you look over in Bosquet's Field, it was water sitting there all year long. So I'm sure there's something going to be done with the subgrade there. Again, I talked to Ronnie Gill just to see how I should word the bids.
Mm-hmm.
If you would rather feel more comfortable with me getting an engineer involved, I can do that also. I thought I would just go, Ronnie was good enough, and I explained to him that we had put it out for bids, but he said he didn't have a problem with it.
Well, what do you think, Larry?
Well, Ronnie seemed to get the blunt end of the club, because he lives there in Jackson, he's going over all that stuff with them guys, no pay.
Mm.
And then we asked him to go out and lay out or mark out an area to measure up, you know, an area that should be replaced in his opinion, in our opinion. So he spends, you know, several hours doing that. I personally think if that's going to be the case, we should be compensating him or whoever, you know.
I asked Ronnie if he felt comfortable. You know, he could have told me.
He said so easy, I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't.
Yeah, it is the way.
But on the other hand, we can do an engineer also.
I know, but that's going to be minimum 10%.
I know.
$10,000
I'm
sure Ronnie
would
make
it
out
to get 500.
And it seems like
that. Yeah, as simple as that. Yeah, you're right.
It slows the process down. I mean, an engineer might not come up with anything for it. Ronnie told me as soon as he caught up here in a week or two, he'd come out and look. I figured we could put it up for bids over the winter so we'd have the bids ready to go. So it's spring work for someone to do right before the big stuff hits.
Yeah.
That's what I was planning.
That'd be good, you know, because, like I say, we need to get it done in our calendar or our fiscal year.
I will spend your $100,000.
We just don't want them to know that so they can set their bids accordingly.
But the bridge will be separate from that.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And earlier and sooner.
I haven't asked her, so I don't think the overlay would be that bad. find somebody who's got the time mm-hmm. and wants to mess with the subject.
Right.
Matt Barkley said he was going to meet me, and he hasn't yet. But
we're trying to put money in that 650 federal bridge fund, but we've been spending little bits out of that four bridges. I mean, there's $180,000.
The main thing is to get it, even if the road department has to do it like we did the patch, we could probably get something, at least get the traffic to Tulane again, mm-hmm. get it open for the winter.
Would a box culvert cost more than the bridge and bridge deck?
Well, if you're going to do it, it'd be cheaper than a whole bridge. But if your beams are good and stuff, it'd probably cost a box culvert. I don't know what it would cost.
I'm saying, by the time you did it,
check it out.
Hydraulic study and got the right size box culvert, a couple $100,000 by the time you got one in there, 150 maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been so long since we put a precast box in, you know. I don't.
They make them precast boxes now that you just throw in a hole. I don't know.
No. We've used them, but I mean, that's been 20 or 15 years ago, too. It wouldn't be hard to find out. I got to make a couple calls.
But then you're going to resurface your road, pavement, dirt, all, you know, I mean, it's just not a, mm-hmm. So I was figuring $150,000-$200,000 for something like that.
Yeah, if the superstructure was good, and the deck would be fine.
I think it'd be a lot cheaper just put a new deck on it, leave everything alone, just, mm-hmm. But to get it wider and get rid of the rails is another thing. You've got one to redo a first class. You know, I guess you could maybe add more piling on each side and a couple more beams and get it wider, But I don't know. I just don't think about it right now.
Not right now.
Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brad.
Well, Fred, who patched up down there on Wagner?
We did.
What day did you do that? I was just down there and sit down on there. Was done.
When you went down to Vegas?
It was Thursday. Yes.
I sort of was done. I was surprised. I didn't know we were going to do it.
Well, we were going, when we did the overlay, since the overlay got thrown out, I was going to have to get that. Yeah. It was in poor shape, but it did get done, Ken.
Good, thank you.
Thank All right, you. And then Fred's All still right. up here. We got the approved Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, to purchase 2020 Ford F-150 at state contract bid price.
That's basically what I have right now, or what we've been getting. 2014 is our newest one, $140,000 on it.
You want to trade it in anything?
What's that?
Are you going to trade in anything?
No. We don't. That's one of our better ones, so we'll keep it.
We need that many vehicles on the ground.
We got three that are probably going to go on our auction for surplus.
They seem to get up and down the road every day it rains.
we don't need them. But they, as you know.
Yeah, I know. We got 11 of them. That's too many. We only got 7 operators, 2 truck drivers, and a mechanic. We got 11 if you want to count the tunner and the little ambulance or whatever the hell that thing is over there. And this will make 12, so I was wanting to get one of them trucks to quit wearing mine out, one of them old trucks there. They didn't get me around.
Well, I'll trade you.
Little bailing wire tied together. Now I'm talking about them old bunkers. They look like pretty good trucks to me.
They're all law enforcement vehicles, aren't they?
No, not them.
I don't. I did go down to the state auction to look at what they had. I went the very last day. Wasn't much left there.
Pretty beat up.
They have another one in May. Let's see if we can get some. Upgrades some of them. Like I say, there's about 3 of them that are.
Wouldn't that be enough if we just got rid of 3 and didn't replace them? Why do we have to have so many? And we got 2 in Homer, and there's 2 guys working out of Homer. Do they really both have to have a truck?
Well, if one goes one way, one's a suite superintendent, is the reason he got his, the other one's a foreman. So.
Well, they can't share a truck?
Well, I don't know if they're always going in the same direction.
Well, when they're going with a truck, they can't blade a road with a truck.
No, one's spraying weeds and one's working on a culvert.
Well, they got the one-ton truck to spray the weeds with and a four-wheeler. So he don't even need a pickup. And then we got three set at the shop constantly.
The one, like I said, is the, we don't need that whole Super Duty there, the crew cab or Sigma club cab. We don't use it. It's, we put a snow plate on it in the wintertime and the courthouse uses it. Other than that, don't get used too much. So there's two there, and then Ryan Emerson's got one.
Yeah, Ryan's got one over there. Where's on Ryan at today?
He is moving. He's going to be off for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Well, as good as his roads are, he needs to take some time off there today. But anyway, them trucks, I think they're way from there. And I'm not a taxpayer in the county that thinks that we should have any pickups. A lot of taxpayers don't think you should have any. I myself, one in Homer, the guy in Emerson, and I don't even know why they got them. What are they going to have them for? I mean, if they got to go to Hubbard, take their own personal vehicle and go to Hubbard. I mean, I did. I mean, if I got to go someplace, yep. I get my truck and go.
If I call, say, there's a hole in a road or a washout or something needs to be repaired, looked at, flagged, something like that, to drive out and look at their roads for any possible things. They cut trees, they pick up garbage. You're not going to ask anybody. Once they start driving their own vehicles on county time, if they got in an accident.
I didn't say go out and do work with them. I said just go from one shop to another. If they're going to go there to run the motor grader, they get done motor grader, and then they got to go to the shop, pick up a pickup over there at the Hubbard shop, and go do their flag or their tree or whatever. You know, and if you go to Woodbury County, there's only one pickup out of them shops, and that's the superintendent supervisor, that'd be you. See, the rest of them guys got their personal trucks only, but they're out on the roads. They don't, they ain't running up and down the road going after oil filter over a Caterpillar. You know, there's two guys in the truck to go get a garden, a piece of hose or something.
8 cents a mile, that's very,
you know, and it's far. I don't know, it's just way too many pickups. I think we can get along just fine with two or three trucks. And as far as my road, he needs to be in a motor grader. If you get out and look at those roads down in there, he don't even ever need to think about a pickup driving around looking for problems on county roads. He ought to be cut 50%, that 50% out of his wage, and then make him have to work. You know, stay in the blade. And I know we've been doing culverts, but I can tell you on them that we go on for an hour about all the lost time. You know. Another one of the operators out of Homer is fueling up at 8:30 this morning. I don't get it, you know, really. Should have been on blading. I just don't. But whatever, I just get makes me upset.
Did they use their own vehicle? It's going to be 58 cents a mile.
No, don't tell me that bullshit, because I can get my truck drive to Wayne. And ain't nobody going to pay me to do my job.
Well, but that's...
Or I got out of Fort Neal, did for several years, drove my own vehicle, you know, and nobody gave me a pickup to drive. Moved to North, worked over Norfolk, drove all the way over there myself. And that's, yeah, if they take their pickup out and haul lumber, one piece of two before or something, yeah, then you're subject to have to pay them. It says it right in the manual. But this business... This business, as far as I'm concerned, it ain't the truth, because they could go to that shop in Hubbard. You see, if they ain't no work there, then they go to Homer, or Homer, vice versa, either way. You know, that business of going after an oil filter with a couple guys in a truck and another one a minute later right behind them been down at the same place on the same street, and I've seen that in the past too, that could easily come to an end, because the mechanic could... The operator should have a list of things he needs for that machine, with oil filters or fuel filters, whatever, and be on a shelf marked for his blade, and then do his thing. In the meantime, before they're used up, have it replenished. Don't have me running up and down the road. Yeah, I'm going out in country. Take the tunnel, hook up to the wood chipper, and go out there. There's four of them can ride in it, and that's enough for be chopping up little trees. You know, I know it ain't going to go nowhere, so I as well shut up. Because there's going to be 10, 15 trucks around here from now on.
Do they have them at their houses?
No. My room. And Fred. But the others, they park with the shops.
And they drive their personal vehicle to work.
To the shop.
To work, and right. Then they
get in the pickup, and then they go to Sioux City to eat lunch and go pick up a filler. I'm serious, really. And the one guy, he can't do a culvert job without having a motor grader, bobcat loader, excavator, rubber tire hoe, and his pickup. Don't forget the pickup. Got to have that there. Just in case. But I guess we probably wouldn't have only about two employees on the road department allowed around there, but so whatever. Let's move on, time to get out of here. Going back to the pickup. I make a motion we don't buy the pickup, we fix the bridge over on North Bluff. At this time.
And so, you want to wait until next year, or you want to what's your
plans?
Well,
what's the rush? How many miles? 140.
Yes, sir.
I had 189 on the Ford, the old four I had, and ran fine, like a top.
Sir, decision, not mine.
And my son-in-law, he had 280-something thousand on his as old four. So I don't think we need one. We've got too many as it is. We get rid of three or four of them and keep people from staying in a motor grader or cutting trees as I drive them around looking for something to do. Or looking for something to get out of.
So what is your motion?
More trade?
Yes.
Well, we have to make a motion on the truck, not another motion, right?
Yeah. I know how the state bids work for us. If we don't get in on the state bid now, are those especially built trucks? Like ours get built once a year. So if you don't get in, you're basically looking at next year, or you've got to go try to find the truck somewhere. Is that the same way for this?
No, ours isn't a police. It is just a commercial half-ton pickup is all it is.
Okay. Different. Okay. So, yeah, so you can get in state bid price current time.
Okay. Well, with the discounts on right now, you don't need the state, actually.
Will the state take trades? I mean,
I don't think so.
No.
Well, Anderson might, though, if you buy them. They'd probably take a trade.
Mm-hmm. We trade in ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they probably would.
We trade in. I know we sent some out of the county yard.
They don't take trade on the bids, even a road grader. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're looking at getting rid of three?
Pardon?
You're looking at getting rid of three of them?
Probably well. I just want to purchase one. Well, yeah, there's three of them that are hurting a little bit.
Okay.
But this would take the place of the three that are kind of going to get weaned out? No?
No. No. Fred would get a new truck. His would be moved down to replace one of them older clunkers. They seem to get them down the road just fine because when the rains are gone, so they're going somewhere. Normally it's in town to have lunch or pick up a fuel filter. And half hour later go back and get a oil filter.
Are you putting work into the other trucks to keep them running right now?
They're older trucks, they're all with over 150,000 on them, yeah. And there's a 2014, like I said, a 2010, and the rest of them are, I think we even have one in the 90s, that Super Duty's a 97, I'm not sure, I could bring all that stuff.
Is that the Dooley? Super Duty the Dooley?
No.
Well, one by road.
That's the weed department. That do leave one.
That's one Mac.
So what would you check?
Sometimes.
Wait, Kevin. Could your road department? You, Larry, the road department guy.
Should we get for the next meeting? Could we get a print up of the trucks that we have,
I can get it to you right now.
The miles that are on them.
Oh, I don't know.
And then what the future plan is for those trucks.
Sure. Sure can.
Maybe that'll help us.
I guess every employee that works for the road department's got to have a truck. You go to Woodbury County and up in north of Plymouth County, and the operators, they don't have a pickup other than their own there at the shop. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, I don't understand it. You know, why we, of all the counties, got to have, everybody's got to have a county pickup to drive. They just don't get it to me. It costs money to put them things on the road, whether they're new or old. You know, and I mean, my God, we you know, with the debt we got, we got work to get done. We need to spend $5 million out on the roads and the bridges and the improvements. Well, granted, $30,000 ain't much money, but it adds up. You do it 10 times. You know, I just don't understand the philosophy behind it all. And Fred, if I was you, I'd be tickled to death to have a damn truck. I never ever had one when I was employed by the hour.
I have no regrets at having a pickup. I didn't say it was an indebtedness.
I don't understand it, and I know a lot of taxpayers don't understand it too. And when that taxpayer out there asked me, "What in the hell are you guys buying more trucks for?" I want to have an answer, and I can't give them one because I don't agree, you know, with buying a new truck. Not yet. $200,000 maybe. Like I said, my son-in-law, he had a $279,000 or $289,000 on his, and they finally got rid of the rust. The paint fell off the front bumper, and the back bumper is rusted, you know, and the truck was still running, but it was time to change, you know, because he worked in Colorado and they turned down Western Nebraska at the pack houses up Minnesota, Michigan, and well, he had
so
to have a
well,
good,
maybe
good vehicle.
In 2 weeks, if we get.
Yeah,
get that print out.
Yeah, let's get that print out and look that over and then make a more informed decision.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
All right, we're going to make our quarterly jail visit in a little bit. Kevin is going to host that since the sheriff is down south. He's in, where was he, Joan? He's in Wichita.
Okay.
Commissioner committee reports. I did have the, what do we have with the kids that came down, the county government day. So I talked to the kids and a lot of the other representatives for the county were there. They were an interested bunch, and they asked some good questions. And like always, they were all looking forward to the jail tour. So they got to go to the jail after we got done talking to them. And hopefully none of them will wind up there down the road.
It's your tactic, huh? Yeah. I went to or had a Nebraska Low Hill RC&D meeting this last week, and there is going to be a scrap computer and electronics recycling this Saturday in Homer from 9 to 11. So
we're at there.
At the high school. The parking lot of the high school. So I'll be there helping them.
Any electronics?
Well, there's you can't bring council TVs. You know, you can't bring...
But you can bring big tube TVs, but not council. Or what does it say on TV?
TVs are $5 each.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can bring them, but it's $5, and then council TVs are $10. Hmm. Basically, they're computers, monitors, that sort of thing, more so.
Old cell phones.
Yep.
What about big screen TVs?
$11.
Would that be council? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd call that a council TV. $10.
This is the first time I've ever done one of these, so I don't know all of the rules, but there's...
Because if we got one over in the county shop over in the Clay Room now, maybe we could gather up a little money from that thing.
Which one? Oh, the big one?
Yeah.
The audio
we have a county safe there. Place?
Yeah.
Is that
what
I'm understanding?
Pretty safe.
Moving next.
Good meeting.
All right.
So we'll go ahead and adjourn from the jail. Okay, go ahead and.
A note that stands out that we got. Oh, this thing, the book.
Yeah.
Oh. She wanted to come to the meeting, but she couldn't make it. So
it might be a future meeting. Yeah. So pull it out.
Tim Decker serves on this board.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or do you want to keep the book here?
No.
You got that, read that when you're out on a county road. But don't do it while you're riding. It might shake your eyeballs out of your head.
Yeah, I'm looking around the region trying to do shit. Don't work there. It just cost me about $3,800. I ran into a damn sign.
You run into the sign?
Yeah, that was 2 or 3 months ago.
$3,800. I want you to get killed. I got killed then. Better be safe.
You weren't texting while you were driving.
No, I was reading it, trying to read something I shouldn't even have been trying to read, but whatever. Busted windshields.
Oh, no.
Two windshields, another $6,800 is costly.
And then you want me to ride with you, right?
Cost me about $20,000 to get the road department. I ain't even making no money. I thought I was going to get a pay for the road. But it ain't working out. Bad of shape is the county. Road department.
Well, should we head over to that?
Yeah, let's see.
Well, that must be the prisoner.
That'll get information together, though. Put them together up a little bit about what's normal.
Can I just have a work it out through me? The road department, you know? Do they get together?
They do, the department, because they know that they're required to meet and do training.
Oh, they do, okay. Do they have?